Good morning, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
How are you, mate? Looking forward to the week ahead. Bondi Stakes, the noms will be out today.
Yeah, noms are out. We had a look at those. I think it's what, six horses under double-figure odds there for the inaugural Bondi Stakes. So looking forward to that. Subadar at the moment is the $5 favourite with Tab All In there. So Patiga at $6. I think Accession's been the little unexpected odds at 11 into $9 as well. So, yeah, six horses under double-figure odds. Should be a very competitive event as the Sydney Spring Carnival continues on the weekend.
Dave was asking this morning about Avilius, but we've got some news.
Yeah, passed that gallop this morning. So obviously he bled from one nostril there on the weekend. So had to pass that track gallop. So all clear this morning. He's off to the Cox Plate. And a number of other hopefuls have galloped at the Breakfast with the Stars there at Moonee Valley this morning to press their Cox Plate credentials. So, of course, we've got that field to be announced this morning. There's a bit of whispers going around that Mr. Quickie's one that's likely to miss out, and there's a couple of others there that'll probably miss. So this, I think it's going to come down to probably Tiarco Shark, Humidor and Castle Vecchio. Two of the three of those should get a start and one should miss out. So I think it's going to be announced at 9:30 a.m. this morning. So we'll wait to see how that all plays out. Obviously, a few people will be hoping Castle Vecchio gets a start, but we'll see which way they go this morning for the big race on Saturday.
What way would you be going? Would you be putting Tiarco Shark in the race, etc.?
Oh, I'll be putting Castle Vecchio in it because I'm on him at 100 to 1. But I'm not. Look, I if it was me, I think that Castle Vecchio and Tiarco Shark should be in the race. I mean, that's what the market suggests. So I know Humidor always runs well in the Cox Plate, but his recent form's just been fair. And I don't think you can leave Tiarco Shark out. I mean, he's a $10 chance in the market to start with, so he's a genuine winning chance. I know he's yet to win a Group 1, he's yet to go beyond the mile, but he adds that X factor as well for mine. He's such a popular horse too, which only adds to the race. And for mine as well, Castel Vecchio, being the only three-year-old in the race, you would think that would get him across the line. They generally like to have that three-year-old. It adds that bit of extra flavour, doesn't it, with a horse going around with, what, 49 kilos or something like that. So, but at the same time, if they leave Castle Vecchio out or leave Tiarco Shark out, you can't really argue because Humidor, you know, he's finished second at Winks, he's finished third as well in a Cox Plate. He's got a great record at this track. So they've got a tough decision to make, and whichever way they go, you've got to respect that and understand why they did it.
Yeah, we see the Caulfield Cup winner getting a kilo penalty for the Melbourne Cup. Any other Melbourne Cup news around? We're only a fortnight away too, by the way.
Yeah, Metaglass gets that 1 kilo penalty. Unfortunately for Rick Bird, I had a scan yesterday. There's an emerging bone issue in the off foreleg there, so he's out of the Melbourne Cup and going to head back to the UK. So bad news there for the Ed Dunlop stable.
Mate, enjoy your Tuesday. I know you'll be on Putter's Intelligence on Sky Thoroughbred Central tonight, and we'll get some mail from you tomorrow, mate.
Yeah, look forward to it, guys. Looks like a good meeting at Warwick Farm, so we'll be on here tomorrow. Give us the tips there. Cheers.